10 minutes, George Galloway.
Crazed Fabrications, Johns Hopkins University, and The Lancet, the journal of the British Medical Association, are engaged in crazed fabrications.
Politicized fabrications.
Isn't that... No, crazed fabrications, you said.
Both.
Isn't crazed... Well... Is there anybody really in this hall who believes that John's... That... Really?
We don't know what you're supposed to believe yet.
You think that the academics from one of the world's finest universities in your own country are crazed fabricators? You think that the Lancet, the journal of the British Medical Association, are crazed fabricators? I mean, how far has this neocon rot seeped into your souls? How far?
Get it.
Now, I'm going to have to deal with this hypocrite Hitchens. He talks about the death of soldiers in an occupation army at the hands of those resisting them. He supported the Algerian resistance in its bitter battle against French occupation, which cost 1 million lives. This hypocrite crying tears for the American army in Iraq supported the struggle of the Vietnamese people from the first to the last, as they killed 58,000 American soldiers in Vietnam. He opposed the American war in Vietnam and supported those fighting against it. Today, he supports the American occupation of Iraq and seeks to slander those fighting against it. Now, there are Al-Qaeda elements in Iraq. Whose fault is that? Who brought them there? How did they end up in Iraq? There were no Al-Qaeda in Iraq before Bush and Blair attacked it. And now every Islamist in the world is either on his way or dreaming of being on his way, descending like spores of anthrax on the gaping wounds in Iraq created by your war. And I'll tell you what, they'll then spill around the world, spreading their jihad exactly as his new, or rather old, friends in Afghanistan did. The Arab Afghans who were sent by the American administration to Afghanistan in the 1980s became Al-Qaeda in the 1990s and into the 21st century. So, Mr. Hitchens' policy has succeeded in making 10,000 new bin Ladens. And his friends...
Sorry about that.
..have deepened...
I didn't mean to do it.
..have deepened the swamp...
Really didn't
..of hatred out of which these Islamist fundamentalists are climbing. You see, well, somebody laughs. You may think that those aeroplanes in this city on 9/11 came out of a clear blue sky. I believe they emerged out of a swamp of hatred created by us. I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe.
Please.
I believe.
Be quiet.
That by their unending, bottomless, and total support for General Sharon's crimes against the Palestinian people, the United States. I don't think I don't think your new friends are quite as keen on the Palestinians as you once were, Christopher. I believe that by propping up the puppet presidents and the corrupt kings who rule the Muslim world almost without exception from one end to the other, Western policy has created this swamp of hatred against us. And it won't matter. It won't matter how many fly swats we invest in, how many Patriot Acts we pass, how many anti-terrorist measures we pass. If you live beside a swamp, no amount of fly swats will protect you from the monsters who will come out of that swamp. We have to drain that swamp by stopping that support for Sharon's Israel, his apartheid wall, his crimes against the Palestinian people. We have to stop. Not many supporters of the Palestinians in your ranks tonight, Mr. Hitchens. I think unless we stop propping up these dictators in the Muslim world, none of whom would last 5 minutes if it were not for the military, political, and financial support of countries like yours and mine. Unless we stop invading and occupying Arab and Muslim countries, then we will be forced to endure the atrocities that took place in New York on 9/11 and in London on 7/7 over and over again. So if I can't reach your heart, let me at least reach your head in your own interests.
Try to war.
In America's own interests. Reverse your policy towards Israel and Palestine. Reverse your policy towards dictators in the Muslim world. Reverse your policy towards war and occupation, and we can all be safer.